Republican-endorsed independent Jim Calnon is the current mayor pro tem and Ward 4 councillor. In an article in the local newspaper, the Press Republican, he claimed both his opponents failed to file a July periodic report, and his Democratic challenger has yet to register his campaign committee. Calnon says he has spoken in detail with state elections officials about what is necessary.
And one of the questions that I asked was, if I've established a committee, do I need to file a July periodic report, regardless of whether I spend any money? And they indicated that you should. Now, if it's less than $1,000 that's been spent, there's a very simple in lieu of report. If there's been no activity, there's a very simple one-page no activity report. I can't find one of those for either one of those.
Calnon adds that while he considers this a minor detail, it could be an indicator of their management abilities.
I'm not accusing either of those guys of any great wrongdoing. I'm just demonstrating the fact that I have an eye for detail, that I have experience, to point out that there are differences among the candidates in terms of demonstrated ability and demonstrated performance. And I want the voters to look at those things. I do think that it points out ultimately how that would affect how we would run a city as mayor.
Calnon's opponents dispute his claim that they have failed to properly file campaign paperwork. Democratic candidate and current Ward 2 councillor Mark Tiffer retorts that he, too, has been in contact with the elections board to assure compliance.
I believe that it was a strategy to attempt to see my results, honestly. And he doesn't want to focus on issues that are important to the city. He would rather talk about things that aren't important. I'm in compliance. For him to try to create a story out of something that's a non-issue, it is really sad because we have so many things that we need to focus on. And I would love to have a civil dialogue and address the issues that our residents and voters really care about.
Independent Plattsburgh mayoral candidate Chris Rosenquist asserts that he too is in compliance and there should be no questions about his responsibility nor ability to govern.
We've submitted exactly what we needed to submit based on the New York State Board of Elections. We work quite closely with the New York State Board of Elections to submit the appropriate reports with the appropriate timing. So it's not an issue of responsibility. I've submitted the appropriate reports with the appropriate timing based on the New York State Board of Elections.
SUNY Plattsburgh Professor of Political Science Tom Conda says claims like this come up from time to time in political campaigns, and they tend not to be credible.
I'm assuming that any party apparatus checks to make sure that they themselves and the other parties have done whatever it is that's required. But 9 times out of 10, that sort of stuff is just get your name in the paper rhetoric. I usually view it as a campaign tactic rather than something substantive.
The next filing deadline is August 5th. The candidates are running to replace incumbent Donald Kasperzak, who is not seeking another term. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.